allowed to be open. I want to make parnasa. Is it my achrayas?
Dark Yud Day, the Torah Way, Northwest London. Tuesday, 7th of Av, 25th of July. Rina Rav, Rav Shai, Shlezinger, Shlita, Tisha B'Av. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family the Lang, Lechud HaBochorim, HaYakorim, Me'a Nisim Neriyor, V'chaim Shmuel Elior Neriyor, Warrants, Shegila Ola Mitzvahs, Losei Sheva Adu Hashem Yisburach, the Mitzvah is coming Shabbos, Veskhan and Shabbos Nacham.
Bushus just mentioned by the Yoshev Rosh that this week for donated the schus from our mitzvah bocha was going to have bar mitzvah on Shabbos Nachmu. Bochshem Basim Smith was going to have two bar mitzvah Shabbos Nachmu, both prior to the bar mitzvah. Which means they can only have maftil, why did they make it prior to the bar mitzvah? Because later on is holidays, yeah, naturally. But the Meister told them there's no greater Nachamu than having young bar mitzvah bochim. It's a long, long, long golos. Kamra Epshlapitan 2,000 years, a long golos. Many, many challenges and hardships Klalas all went through. And we still have youngsters who want to become a mitzvah and even make it even before the time. They can't wait. So it's a gewaltige Nachmu avadet bar mitzvah on the Shabbos Nachmu. But now we are just before Tisha B'Av. Actually, there's a story. My elder Zayd was Rabbi Anke of Rosenheim, yo, the one who founded Agudas Yisrael, yo, Agudas Yisrael. And the Belzerov, the Prievers Belzerov, was once near Frankfurt on Shabbos Chazoin. And Erev Shabbos Chazoin, my elder Zayd, Rabbi Anke of Rosenheim, went to the Rebbe and asked if he can speak to the Rebbe. And they thought it might come, something which is depends, the whole Klal depends on it, hey, not so good as Israel. So they let him in, and he came in, he burst out crying. Said the Rebbe should help him. How can I make Shabbos and Shabbos Chazoin together? We have a few days before Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Chazoin. We all know, we all have an idea what the Haftarah speaks about. So how can we have a Simchas Shabbos on Shabbos Chazoin? So the Belzerov answered him, Tisha B'Av has got two parts. There's one part that we mourn the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which was, and a time when we strengthen ourselves in the Munah Shleimo of the Bias HaMashiach, which seems it's got to be this way, because only this year we complete Tisha B'Av, Thursday night, and Friday night is a gewaltige Shabbos Nachmu. It's quick, isn't it? 24 hours from the depths of Avelus with all its halachas, and coming into Shabbos Nachmu, as we mentioned before, Shabbos Nachmu. So it means that Tisha B'Av has got two parts in it. It's one part when we talk a misabel on the over, on the past, but at the same time, as Shteti Medrash, that Mashiach was born Tisha B'Av afternoon. Because the Nechome is a direct result from the Avelus which we do on the past. As Chazal say, Kol HaMisabel al Yerushalayim, anyone who takes to heart and pains on the lack of the Beis HaMikdash, and we'll speak later on the lack of Gilu Shechina, the lack of the glory of Hashem, if he's got pain of it and he's mekayim the halachot as we do, then in this chos, zoiche v'roye b'simchoso, zoiche v'roye b'nechamoso u'b'binyono. So Nachmu is a direct result of the Tisha B'Av. So Avada, or the Rabbi Belzerov concluded, so in weekdays, we mourn the past. When Shabbos Chazoin comes, when Shabbos comes, we look forward to Emir Hashem, to the Nechome and the Geula, which will come Be'ezer Hashem soon. We say in Tikkun Chatzos, there's a kinnis. Siv di Torah ki chulo lo siv arteich. We tell to the Torah, make a hesped because your glory has been weakened. Noflo Nizrech, your Nizrech is a Loshen, maybe a crown. What's Nizrech? Noflo Nizrech, the crown of the Torah, the Keser Torah, has fallen apart. Miyoim Shechora Beiser, from the day of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Where do we find a direct connection, the Beis Hamikdash and the glory of Torah? In a simple way, Avada Navada. The Beis Hamikdash is the Yerushalayim, there's the Harabais, there's the Adoro, there's the Heichel, and there's the Kodesh HaKadosh Ulam, and the Kodesh HaKadosh. So what is the Kodesh HaKadosh, which is the holiest of the holiest of the Beis Hamikdash, which the Kohen Gadol only goes in once a year to make the Avodah of Yom Kippur? What is the Kodesh Kadoshim? Aroin and the Luchos. The Torah, and the Torah again. Where do we see the connection of Klal Yisrael and the Rabbein Shel Olam? On the Kruvim of the Oren. If they face one another, we know, Saguta Matzav. So the glory and the highest point of the Beis Hamikdash is the Heilige Torah. So the very nice story is that there was once a meeting in Brisk. There were many problems, many challenges, as we know today. And they made an asifas of Rabbon, a meeting of the Rabbonim of town. And everyone spoke, Chizuk. Then the final drosha was Reb Chaim Brisk, the Rav of Brisk. So as he started the drosha, he said, Rabbosai, I'm not a speaker, I just about can talk, but I'll tell you a story. So once a person walking in into a grocery shop, green grocery, grocery combined, and he sees something very interesting. Every item had a price of 3 zlotys. How could it be? 2 bananas, 5 apples, 6 pears, 2 peaches, I don't know what 3 zlotys are, but I know what it costs today. Even the pound shop already has got inflation, yo. So, why is it? Half a bottle of oil, waste, a small bottle of milk, everything 3 zlotys. Sure, he went and paid and went out to meet another. He's up to tell me, explain me, what's up in this shop? Everything is going to be 3 zlotys? So, let me tell you the secret. The shopkeeper, unfortunately, cannot speak. But there's only one word he was taught as a child. Drei. 3. So whenever someone comes out, how much is it? Drei. What is it? Drei. It's got to be drei. It's got no other word. He can't speak anything else. So it's got to be drei. So the Chaim Azoy, I'm not a speaker. But when I was a child, my father taught me one word. Teure. So I know whatever the problem is, always the answer is Torah. You will speak about many, many problems in town, which we have to mend and we have to do. This is only one word. Torah, Torah, Torah. Chadariba, bimechazik Torah. Whatever there's a lack or whatever there is, and there are many things which unfortunately we need more, but the key to everything is Torah HaKdoisho. So the Beis Hamikdash, the highest point of the Beis Hamikdash, is the Oren HaKodesh. And the Rambam sagt noch eine Sache. In Hilchos Sanhedrin, sagt the Rambam, the Halacha of the Sanhedrin, the Rambam starts off, what is Sanhedrin? We all know the Sanhedrin were based in the Beis Hamikdash, your Lishkas HaGozis. So the Rambam, what is the Lishkas HaGozis, what is the Sanhedrin? How many bote dinim were there in Klal Yisrael or either in Klal Yisrael? Koivin betchile bezden hagodel bemikdosh. The main bezden is the Sanhedrin belishkas hagozis in the Beis Hamikdosh. Vuanikro Sanhedrin gedoylo. This is the large Sanhedrin, 71. What are the 71? So the Rambam had in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu was 71, 70 plus Moshe Rabbeinu. So today as well, you make someone who is the Nosi, v'hu ho'oimet tachas Moshe Rabbeinu. He is the continuation of Moshe Rabbeinu himself. So as long as there was a Lishkas HaGozis in the Beis HaMikdosh, there was a Sanhedrin, the Nosi of Sanhedrin was Tachas Moshe Rabbeinu. Can you imagine what it means? A continuation in place of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a Nosi. This is the time when there was a Lishkas HaGozis. And the Rosh, in the fourth parak of Tomei Zokt, the Kahanim started off the morning with the Avodah in Beis HaMikdosh. They cleaned the Mizbeach, Dishon HaMizbeach, and then they went out from the Beis HaMikdosh into the Lishkas HaGozis, into the room of the Sanhedrin, to daven b'mokoim Torah. They left the Beis HaMikdosh to go to the Lishkas HaGozis, B'smedrash, to daven where the Torah is. The Rambam took weiter in Hiches Mamrim. Besen HaGodel sheBerushalayim. This Sanhedrin, this particular Sanhedrin, which was in the Beis HaMikdosh, and Besen HaGodel sheBerushalayim, Heim Iker Torah sheBalpeh. They have got the power of forwarding the Torah from generation to generation. Veim Amud HaHiroa, they are the Koyach of Paskei Neshayla, the pillar. Or Paskei Neshayla from Klal Yisrael, v'chol ha'mamin b'Moshe Rabbeinu b'Torosoi, anyone who believes has got the Emunah Shleimah in Torah, in Moshe Rabbeinu and Torah, has got to rely on the Sanhedrin HaGdoilo. So, as long as it was the Beis HaMikdosh, we had the Sanhedrin in Lishkas HaGozis, which was the foundation of Torah, the foundation of Torah Shebaal Peh, the foundation of Mesiras HaTorah. The Rambam sagt, it's just unbelievable. Keshehoyu Besen HaGodel Kayem, as long as it was a Beis HaMikdosh, and it was the Besen HaGodel, the Sanhedrin in the Beis HaMikdosh, lohoyzeh shom machlokes b'Yisrael. There was never, ever machlokes in Klal Yisrael. Because whatever was a question or a query in Klal Yisrael, it went from stage to stage till it came to the final stage, Lishkas HaGozis. And whatever they passed, everyone had to accept. If not, Rachmon Lezlon, you were called the Zochin Mamri. So, kum to chois, sivdi toiro kichula lo sif artich. So we say, Heilige Teure, make a hesped, but your glory has been weakened by the destruction of Beis HaMikdosh. Noflo nizrech, miyum shochora beisich. And the crown of Teure has been taken away through the Chubben Beis HaMikdosh. So it's not only the Beis HaMikdosh, it's not only the many, many Nisim which we witness day by day in the Beis HaMikdosh. It's not only the Hashroas HaShchina, when the Shchina came to us, which was in the Beis HaMikdosh, is the power of Torah, which was unfortunately weakened and weakened. And as we see today, Rambam sagt, Keshoyu Besen lo yushom machlokes b'Yisrael. Unfortunately, we cannot say it in our generation. Every shaila, even in the depths of halacha, I'm not speaking about hashkofa, even in the depths of halacha, we got so many days, so many hashkofas, and we haven't got the Lishkas HaGozis, which is in the Beis HaMikdosh, is clarified, crystal clear, what the halacha is, and Klal Yisrael had to follow. So Abadi, we got a lack of Torah HaGdoisho. Although, because on Baruch Hashem, we see that Klal Yisrael are making an extra effort to continue with Limud HaTorah, with Kvias Itim LaTorah, if it's Dafa Yoimi, Omud Yoimi, or the Yeshivas, which is Dafa Shono, whatever it is. But Lemaise, we all try to keep up the Torah. But we haven't got the Lishkas HaGozis. We haven't got the Beis HaMikdosh, which the Hamakdova says, whenever someone didn't have doubts, which today we live in doubts. Whenever someone wants to be mechazik himself, he bumps in into doubts. What should I do? When should I do? How should I do? He said, when you used to come to the Beis HaMikdosh, the nearer you came to the Beis HaMikdosh, things became clearer and clearer and clearer. Today, the darkness unfortunately covers, and it's hard. We go towards Tisha B'Av. The Eibishter Elfen should be a Yontef, but at the moment we approach upon Tisha B'Av with all its halachas, which is at Hilchas Tisha B'Av, the Avelus. We mourn El Misabel on the Chum Beis HaMikdash. But there is a little condition to it. That the Medrash in Eicho, which the Yalkut brings down, Bekitzer, when the Beis HaMikdash was distracted, Hashem told to Yirmiyah Hanavi, who was leader of Klal Yisrael at the time, what do you see today? And Hashem answered, I'm like someone who had an only son, and I made a chuppah for his son, and the son, Rachmon Elzlon, died under the chuppah. Ve'einu ke'ev, there's no greater pain. Loy olai, v'loy albonai. Not on me, Zogdeibish, the Kavayochel, and not on my children. Please, Zogdeibish, it's Yirmi Anovi. Lech ukroi l'Avrom Yitzro v'Yakov v'Moyshe mikivrehem. Go to Avrom Yitzro v'Yakov v'Moyshe, go to their kever. Ki heim yoidim lifkois. They'll know how to cry. So please call them. Call Avrom Yitzro v'Yakov and Moshe, the leaders and fathers of Klal Yisrael. They know how to cry. Now, is there anyone who doesn't know how to cry? We had the Beis HaMikdash, we had the Kohen Gadol, we had Kehanim, we had Shevet Levi, we had the Klal Yisrael, all in Eretz Yisrael, Amenucho, Vanachlo. Yo, it seems everyone knows how to cry. But it depends in what Hasoge. Avrom, Yitzchok, Yaakov, and Moshe know how to cry because they know and appreciate the true glory, greatness, uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. We know Klal Yisrael as far as our Hasoge goes, which is limited. Klal Yisrael is a nation, children of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, receive the Torah, which is the words of Hashem. We are allowed to ask kashas on the words of Hashem, and we are allowed to say terutzim on the words of Hashem. We have permission to say chedusha Torah, which Nefesh HaChaim Zogt, the Eibishter, takes it and makes it into a crown for himself, kavayochel, the words of Klal Yisrael. Our word of Shmuel Esra Zogt Nefesh HaChaim is more powerful than anything in the world. We know it. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe lived with it. They had the true hasoge, what Klal Yisrael is, and they could appreciate what it means losing the glory of the Beis HaMikdash. Memele heim yoidim lifkois. They know how and what to cry. The Beis HaLevi zogt in Parshas Shmos, the Eibishter tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to take out the Yidden of Golas from Mitzrayim. Why? Ki yodati esmach oivoy. I know their pain. Frank the Beis HaLevi, only the Eibishter knows the pain of Klal Yisrael. Every Yid knew the pain, unfortunately. They were slaves, they had to work hard. Everyone knew it. Zogt the Heilige Beis HaLevi a Moshel. Zogt the Moshel. There was someone very rich. He had 2-3 houses and 4-5 cars, and he had a holiday house, whatever. And unfortunately, he started to lose his fortune. And he had to sell most of the houses, and he had to sell the cars. And he remained penniless. And he had to run around and make sure every day he's got something to eat. When he went around to find his food for the day, he forgot about the houses and the cars. He only knew I need food for today. So his hasoge came down from being a rich person to be a poor person, wondering how he's going to manage the day. Klal Yisrael knew their pain, but they knew their pain from working hard. The Eibishter looks upon Klal Yisrael and sees their forefathers, Avrom, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Shvatim. The Eibishter sees the Klal Yisrael, which is a gewaldig high madrege, and he sees the pain from the time when they were rich. not only does he see the pain from the time when we are poor spiritually, he sees Klal Yisrael in its true glory. Avrom, Yitzo, we cry when it comes Tisha B'Av. We all want to go to Eretz Yisrael. We all want a Beis Hamikdash. We all want the glory of Hashem to be renowned in the whole world. We Rashi talked in Parsha Voschanon, Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu, Hashem, now you are our God, Alekeinu. But when the name Mashiach will come, will be Hashem Echod. He'll be the only Hashem in the whole world. Avali, we want it. But only in accordance to our Hasoge. Avrom, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and Moshe, they know the greatness of Klal Yisrael. And they cried. And as we see later in the Medrash, when they heard of the destruction of the Samidosh, they were absolutely devastated. Avraham Avinu pulled out the hair from it. And we should know, whatever happened then is still happening. Because unfortunately, we are still in Golas. And there's another Medrash before. The Medrash talked that Akush Boch himself cried, and the Medrash says, if the Possum wouldn't say it, we wouldn't be able to say it. He cried over the Chum Beis Hamikdash. And Matatroin, who is the greatest Malach of Klal Yisrael, went to Hashem and told him, please Hashem, let me cry, and you do not cry. I will cry on, and we know we have to say a hesped and cry over the Chum Beis Hamikdash, over the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. But leave it to me. So the Eibishter, if you won't let me cry, when you see where I cry, I will go in a much higher place where you will not see. The Mistorim Tifke Nafshi. I'll do it in hiding. It seems that the tears Kavayochel of Hashem is reachable, because the Eibishter said, I'll stay here and I'll cry where you can see me. If Hashem would have made the Bechir in such a high madrege, the Mistorim Tifke Nafshi, it would not be reachable. We make Tisha B'Av because our neshama feels what we are lacking. No contradiction. We can go on holiday immediately after Tisha B'Av, no problem whatsoever. But in order to be able to make a Tisha B'Av, we have to take a few minutes and think. Our Zaydas, our Elter Zaydas, Tzadikim, Kdoshim. I still remember the Yekke Shehidim, who at least fasted 2 days a week. Monday and Thursday, we all know, he had a poshta yid. The Mesiras Nefesh of Yidin, which is a Moshe Nefesh. I had a story, you know him, young Mr. Zucker, think it's his father, he said his father, you know, old Mr. Zucker. It was 50 years ago, when Shmita was not so common, not... People didn't know about the halachos of Shmita. We had a little committee which we chose out two ringrosers who were masking not to buy anything from Eretz Yisrael, the year of Shmita. And we publicized from time to time. Today it's radio officials, there's a big money campaign, one of the many farmers in Eretz Yisrael are doing it. It's a different world today. And I meet Yebodel Lechaim, Mr. Zucker, and he tells me, sorry, can I ask you? Yeah, well, you can ask. You know, I'm going to Tzol next week. Could you tell me what I've got to be careful in the year of Shmita? Well, with the greatest of pleasure, but it's not so simple. It's very complicated, because Yerushalayim have got their minhag. They use Goyshe from Arabs. In Bnei Brak, they use Bezen, or it's a Bezen. And next in the Ahin, Aher, Aher, Ahin. Okay, thank you very much. I meet him a few weeks later, and I tell him, Mr. Zucker, how was your visit to Eretz Yisrael? Do you think I went to Eretz Yisrael? You mentioned it was complicated. I pushed it off for next year. He pushed off the to go to stop. It's complicated. So I should go to Shilos of Halacha. This was simple, poshet. There were two great tzaddikim brothers, Rabbi Avraham and Rabbi Moshe Schreiber. We used to sit and learn Yom of Laila, but they had the office in Hatton Gardens. They had the office of jewelry. And once I remember as a child, standing by the bus stop and mumbling Mishnayos Baal Peh everywhere they went. And as they went, came once 11 o'clock, half 11 to their office, and the employee said, you know, someone came here before and bought this and this jewelry. How much is it selling for? So you know, oh, gewaldig, thank you very much. Didn't even take off their coat. Oh, we can go home. We made panosa for today. They went home. They didn't take off. You sold something. Klal Yisrael, the beauty, the glory, the Zedus. This is still not the Hasoga of Avraham Mitzvah Yaakov, but at least we approach Tisha B'Av with some kind of Hasoga, what Klal Yisrael is, and how great we are. We have no idea the koyach of Klal Yisrael. Someone told me, I approached the Yid, and he told me when his father went up on the chair to take out the slichas from the cupboard, his tears came down his face. He was gefährlich. My Tatl Zangzun tells us, I remember when there was no kines hamafurish, voloi kines amavur. No one knew the title of one word of kines. And we opened the kines and we cried away. Today there's mafurish, there's mavur. Everyone knows the can know the title. My brothers got größer Teile zu the kines hamavur and the slichas hamavur. Und der Machzer Amavur, the Dr. Poshet. Up to now, we knew that one thing will be easy by Bezen Shomailo, when we come to Bezen Shomailo. No one's going to ask at the touch of Yotzres, no one's going to ask at the touch of Kines, and no one's going to ask at the touch of Slichas, because you don't know. Now, you're the Mavur, you're the Mavurish, what happened to you? To be honest, Baruch Hashem, you get older, and you want to know the touch of every word in the Siddur. So I decided I'm going to buy a Siddur Amafurish. It doesn't work. I'm telling you, so my mother can be very calm. It doesn't work. I also tell you, it doesn't work. You can't daven and segate the Shvartik. Of a Kolifim, the Pnimius Halev of a Yid. Every day we say, Lekai Neshomo Shem Sat B'Tohoirohi, Ata V'Rosro Ata Yitzharto Ata Nafachto Bi. We got 36 hours to get to near to our Neshomo. We say, Kines, we are mekayim the halachas, and no doubt we'll be zoyche mitzvah Hashem to be in Yerushalayim. But let us use the Tisha B'Av for both things. Mourn the past, because we know at least a bit what we had. We all know the hardships of the young generation. They don't know how to deal with chinuch problem. We really don't know. We look forward to better times for Klal Yisrael. We look forward for greater hasogas. Go back to the days when Klal Yisrael was Klal Yisrael. We are all children of Hashem. But we are scattered around the world. I told yesterday someone that one thing, we are greater than previous generations. We cover the whole world every day. We are connected to the news from America, from India, from China. What we do one day, they didn't do. But they did greater things. We only mixing up our minds with knowing, following the whole world, it's too much. Let us use the few hours to concentrate what we should be and what we are waiting for, yearning for. We know the truth. We know what we should be. We know what Klal Yisrael was in better times. Baruch Hashem Begashmius. My father always says, Bein Am Sorim, from Shivosa Batamos to Tisha B'Av. Zizu Drashi in Eicho. So he asks, why do we have to make a stop at Tisha B'Av? If the mourning will continue after Tisha B'Av, so what? So no, there's a time for mourning. And the answer is, the time is not available now. On the other hand, the Nisim Mishamensh mixed with us, Mish Hashem mixed with us. So long the Golas, and still Klal Yisrael exists and will exist in full strength. And the Tisha B'Av is a way when we are machazik ourselves. come to ourselves, come to our neshama, and open the heart. We want the geula. We want to be better. We want to be able to forward what we receive from our parents and our zedes to our eniklach. Give us the koyach to withstand the goddess and send us the geula shleimo b'mhero v'yomeinu amen v'amen.
The man's hit the coin.